Did Jeremy just shout out a different radio station? Nice quality control. All right. Rico, we're going to jump right into this because we've already done an hour of this show off the air. So I'm just going to lay one thing out, and then we got to talk through something. Because a certain host at this station, who will remain nameless, there's nothing new. And I go, okay, well, we see the world through completely different lenses. Before you invariably begin fat-fingering texts into your phone labeled Sparty Radio, I just want to caution you about something. If it's Sparty Radio to talk about the news of the day, what is it when you willfully ignore the news of the day? Well, at best, that's Wolverine Radio, or at worst, it's bought and paid for radio. So do what you want. Just remember something. I never dodged the Nassar thing when my school was front and center. So we're going to talk about two words that should inflame you, but seemingly give some of you a boner. The words Connor Stallions. Now, I'll explain the boner part when Kenny begins reading, but this is a wild story. And I am doing this under the guise of Michigan fan. What is your reaction when you hear the words Connor Stallions? Because he lost his mind on social media again this weekend.
Yeah, he did.
And it was in response to Sonny Dykes, head coach at TCU, being asked at Big 12 Media Day about Michigan's cheating. Now, I will say this. I do find it deliciously ironic. Sonny Dykes has been asked about this more than Jim Harbaugh and more than the standing head coach and a guy who, I think common sense says, benefited from cheating, Sharon Moore. And before you say, well, Jim's in the NFL, I will tell you that Roger Goodell's own words are, the NFL will not be a safe haven for college cheaters. They could suspend Jim. The story's right there, guys. And for Sharon, the story's right there. And before you say he can't comment on an investigation, neither could D'Antonio and Izzo for a guy they'd never met. It didn't stop anyone. Okay, so now that that PSA is out of the way, let me read to you the quotes. And Rico, stop me where you want to jump in.
Okay.
And I want to unpack this. But this is all about what is the reaction from a Michigan, because I can tell you the last thing I'd want to hear is Connor Stallions. I would be angry that this sociopath is still bumping his gums. And by the way, contradicting himself left and right.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Sonny Dykes was asked again, and he took the reporter through the thing again. Basically, look, we had intel that the stealing was going on. We had heard it was next level. We changed some stuff. We left some stuff. We found out early enough before the game we could change a lot. Remember, they had 3 to 4 weeks to prep, not 5 days. We had dummy signals, and that's why Michigan looks stupid. I think we all know that now in retrospect.
Yeah. Because TCU was like, Michigan was like a double-digit favorite in that game. Like, that game shouldn't have been close.
Right. Now, from June, Sonny Dykes said the following. Mind you, only Buckeyes and Spartans care. That's another narrative that's just not true. Sonny Dykes said the following in June. You don't want the adage to be, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's not the world we should operate in. The problem, according to Dykes, isn't just the act itself. It's that to many, cheating looks like a part of the blueprint for success. And if the NCAA can't or won't rein that in, it risks losing its grip on the one thing that keeps the sport upright, trust. Once again, TCU employee. So Stallions responded, and I'm going to read this. You stop me when you want, because okay. You made several good points off the air. And Michigan fan, you can do what you want with this. I just need to know, because what Kenny's going to read to you is amazing, albeit not surprising. Here's Connor Stallions doing us all the favor of chiming in. To save everyone's time so we can move on from the same recycled story from Coach Dykes, I'll provide more details and we can wrap this up. Who the F are you, vacuum boy? What, are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Well, let me just stop you right there. He's upset that Sonny Dykes is taking a victory lap on him. His ego, his hubris, he can't handle the fact that I cheated and it didn't work and Sonny Dykes has the receipts. So Well, you know, let me just put a bullet in this thing and tell you why it didn't happen the way that it said it happened.
We lost because we turned the ball over and had poor game tackling. And TCU played well. Congratulations. The same way we won the Natty when I was not with the program, because we blocked well, tackled well, and took care of the rock. Welcome to the game of football. Since people are so intrigued by signals, the entire air raid communication system is the OC signaling to the QB and the QB signaling to the receivers, USC, TCU, etc. It's all the same. They're all the same signals too. And TCU kept everything from coordinator to QB the same, but had dummy signals and some new ones from QB to receiver. But that didn't matter because I'm watching the coach and seeing what they changed in real time. Similar to Ohio State changing their signals. They changed their route concepts and run concepts, not their formations and pass pro, which is all I care about. To say anyone, in quotations, fooled me is admitting you have no idea how signal deciphering and protecting works.
Hold on.
You want to stop there?
Yeah, let's stop there for a second. So to say no one, basically, I'm smarter than everybody. You won the game, but it was because you just made, we turned the ball over. You made a few better plays, but you didn't outsmart me. I outsmarted you, even though we lost the game. That's his pride. That's his ego.
No team has ever, quote, changed signals, meaning they don't recycle the same signal to have a different meaning, because that would confuse the 18-year-olds on the field more than it would confuse me.
Once again, I'm smart. I mean, all I hear is Fredo right now from the Godfather. Well, I'm smart. I got passed over.
Right.
You can't outthink me. You would confuse your own players before you would confuse me. Right. I'm that smart.
He's so smart. He's a broke vacuum salesman in the lowest paying job in college football. But I digress. But he had a pipeline to the head coach. Here's the one thing I can't figure out. You're basically admitting you know your opponent has no recourse for the cheating, because week to week you can't change up what you're doing. No one who's played football is going to tell you otherwise. You can't. Meaning, once you have everything you need, the opponent is pretty much helpless on a week-to-week basis. Okay. There were games where I relayed 0% of the time, all the way through 99% of the time. No one is forcing you to signal. Oh, okay, so your cheating is now my problem. Rutgers in Minnesota didn't signal. Yeah, and Greg Schiano almost had a stroke at halftime of your game. If you go back and watch, he knew what was up. Nebraska didn't signal until the second quarter when they were down 14-0. If you don't want teams to steal your signals, then don't signal. Once again, your cheating is now my problem. Okay. Any team signals on offense is trying to force the defense to signal so they can steal it. There's no advantage unless you're trying to prevent a sub or it's 2 minute. If that weren't true, you'd see the entire NFL go up tempo to find advantages, but you don't. And it's still going on today in college with coach comms. No, that's a rule they changed because you cheated. Notice how teams signal. It's because they're up tempo. The continuous attempt to correlate signals to wins and losses is funny. There were 7 games in my time at Michigan where I knew almost every signal. 2021 MSU, 22 MSU, 22 PSU, 22 OSU, 22 TSU, 21 Georgia, 21 Wisconsin. We lost 3 of those games because we didn't tackle, and Georgia was historically good.
Okay, let me stop you.
Stop again?
Yeah, let me stop you right there. 2021 MSU, correct?
Yeah.
That's the K-9 game, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, the reason why you lost that game is because Michigan State did something, Mike. Mel Tucker, it was a one-off. It was a no-huddle offense. It was quick tempo. Michigan was getting caught. And I think every Michigan fan remember, it was too many men on the field. Why? We're not going to let you get set up. We know you know our plays, but we're not going to let you bring in the personnel to do that. And if I remember correctly, a lot of K-9's touchdowns came off of those broken plays where you were trying to get set up. We're not going to let you do that. So to sit there and say, well, we lost that game. You knew the plays. They knew you knew the plays. And they said, well, we don't have to do the snap count the way you think the snap count's going to be. And that's why you lost that game.
Here's your problem. And this is it's a problem if you're a Michigan fan, is that A, I don't think anyone wants to hear from this guy, but wait, we'll give you that evidence to the contrary. The other problem is he's outing himself. Because now it went from, well, I don't know if I was on the sideline. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Dude, we left that a long time ago. He is now sitting here saying, oh no, I had all their signs. Oh, but when we lose, it's not because the cheating didn't work or me. It's because of blocking and things. Here's your problem. If it didn't work, Connor, or it had no mitigating circumstances, you're selling us, then why were you employed? And why were you funded? See, this is where the NCAA can't go. They don't have subpoena power. Who paid for all this? Why was Connor sending people to dozens of games? And if it didn't work, why did you have a direct pipeline into the headset of the OCDC and your head coach? Mm-hmm. Just come on. You're telling me? That's why the most dishonest thing that was ever said on these airwaves was by John in the morning. No competitive advantage. Boulder dash. Because the reality is, why do you watch film? Why do you want to see formation and tendencies? Mm-hmm. Why, when Luke Kuechly would call out draw, 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 did the offense go kill, kill, kill? Look, if you know what your opponent's running, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
99 out of 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
So which is it? See, this is my question to Michigan fan at large. When you see Connor debt spiraling on social media again, what is your reaction? That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So you do what you want with it.
And for those saying, well, you guys are just bringing up. No, no, no. He hit social media. He felt the need to stand up for his reputation of how smart he is and how his system worked. The system that never really happened, but as time goes on, it did happen. He's telling you, I cheated. We scouted you and we knew all your plays, but occasionally we would lose games. Yeah, when teams did something different. And for the TCU game, the one reason why that worked, Mike, because you're right. Week to week, you can't change your plays.
No, and if I...
But when you have a whole month...
If I'm a Michigan fan, I badly want to move away from Stallions.
Man.
I want to move on from Stallions. But that's... I want to have Kenny read something. And I know it's not... You know I hate social media, but Kenny perused. I want to have him deliver something next. And we'll get some of the phone calls. I just... How many more times do we have to hear from Connor Stallions? I don't even understand how this guy is given air.
If I was a Michigan fan, I would want him excommunicated. I would want nothing to do with him. But then again, he's the gift that keeps on giving, Mike. Could be one of the reasons how you got your quarterback.